Yeah, morning, everybody. You're welcome to the Daily Digest. Right. Today is Wednesday, and of course, it means it is Dear Bumi Day, and my guest is just about getting here and getting ready to sit down. Blackie, good morning. How are you? Please sit down, sit down. Okay, Auntie Bumi, how are you? Combo, today is the 20th. Is that right? So this time next Wednesday will be what? 28th or so about. So I think next week, Wednesday, is the usual Amala day that I am looking forward to. Blackie, how are you? Long time. Okay, so these are the stories we're going to go through. My daughter's fashion sense is weird. Should I make the first move? He's jealous of my mom by Khadijat. I hope this is not the Khadijat that I know. Her failed lavish wedding left me broke. Taye, I say it serves you right. Children against remarrying. Ife. Okay. Blackmailed by my brother-in-law, Ireti. And my daughter's fashion sense is weird. Father Kevin, how are you, Blackie?
I'm fine. Good morning.
Good, good. Okay. Are you settled now?
Yes, I am.
That's good. Okay. Right. Let's start with Should I Make the First Move by Louise. Louise says that since my divorce 8 years ago, I haven't had another relationship. Really. For 8 years. My three children are now in their teens, and I feel it is time for me to get a life of my own. Recently, I met a man I like, but I'm not sure he's interested in me. He's quite flirty, but I can't tell if that's just his manner or if he genuinely finds me attractive. It's been so long I've dated anyone, and I'm not sure what to do. Do you think I should ask him out, or do I sit back and wait for him to make the first move? I think you better just make the move once and for all and tell him what you feel.
No, Uncle J.
What's wrong with that? Life is changing.
So?
Life is changing. It doesn't take anybody down one notch in my estimation if you approach me to say that, you know, I kind of liked you and so on and so forth. Yes, if I'm available, I'll say yes. If I'm not available, I'll say no.
Uncle JD, firstly.
Ma.
I believe there are ways to go about this without saying it.
That's what you believe. I believe in something direct.
No, yeah, direction.
Oh, like my people say, direct.
She could
direct.
She could give him the light, the signal, the yellow
what
light.
What signal? If the guy is blind, then go.
Even blind people can still read. Haba.
No, what I mean by blind in terms of, what I mean, if he's blind to...
She cannot give him up to 20 yellow lights that he wouldn't even notice.
Name five. This is exam time.
Okay, five. Number one, the way you respond to him.
How?
You're always there. Let's put it in this scenario. He calls and I missed his call. I should call back and be like, hello, are you okay? I missed your call. Is everything fine? Do you get...
I would think she wants to ask me for money.
No.
Number two.
No.
Go to number two. Don't waste time.
And number two, always make room for cordial moments.
There are people you have cordial. Look at my paddy for life, Desi. This is my paddy for life. I've known her virtually all my life.
You go work with Kosibo Bridge. All these things you have
then
you mock Boni Feyin Egbagbele
Tetun Su. Then it must be that Desi nifer me because all these things you are saying she does. Desi will call me and say, Besto, are you okay? Have you eaten anything? Kilo, what have you eaten?
Because she likes you in her own way.
Hey, that doesn't mean...
But you are saying that she should tell him. Tell him what?
It's better for you to hit the nail on the head.
Okay, I will not hit the nail on the head. I will present the amount.
Okay, you spoke about 20. You've only said one. What's the other one?
I said two. I said cordial woman. Number three. Invite him out. Inviting you out does not mean I'm saying that I want to tell you that I like your feelings.
Invite him that you should come and go on a cruise or what kind of out?
Let's go chill out, drinks, dates, just to talk about normal life stuff.
But people invite you at work, friends invite you. They still want this to come and eat fresh fish. Doesn't mean anything.
And we could go on a cruise in the evening by the riverside.
Oh, just not the one that you will stay overnight in the same room.
No, look at the stars. Just have some gist. You would tell certain outings.
Okay, you know what? You know what? To be honest with you, this thing depends on the individual.
Yeah,
so it'd be nice to hear what people think.
Okay.
The lines are open 0700-993-993-993 and 0145-67190. So you can tell us whilst we go to the other story.
Yeah, sure.
Because that one is really and truly, it's a matter of opinion.
Or maybe, okay, let me just put this way. I can jokingly say that I like you, I have feelings for you. Nah, it's a joke.
Ah, no, I'm my mom is just me. Hey, okay. Come and tell me again. But you see, Blackie, you've been talking about this from the woman's side.
Yeah, sure.
This problem also happens from the man's side.
Okay.
You know, sometimes you find yourself in this, not me, sometimes you find yourself in a situation where you can't actually tell who you like, what you feel, because of various circumstances.
Okay.
She could be your in-law, she could have been your friend for so long, she could be your co-worker in the office, and so on and so forth. So you just be licking spits and waiting and praying to God, hopefully, that one day, Okay, so you call us when we are ready. We start picking your calls. Let's get to another one. Khatijat, okay, let's see. Auntie Bumi is an experienced person in these things. I asked her when she turned 70, do you still date? She said, yes, why not? So let's hear what Auntie Bumi says. She might be using the same tactics of somebody who doesn't know.
Okay.
I will get the hints from what she said here.
Okay.
She said, you might be waiting around for months for him to take the hint if you do nothing. You are both matured adults, not teenagers. Make it clear you are interested in him and let him take the lead. Remember, this is a leap year where women are emboldened to not only make the first move, but propose to a man they fancy. Yes, now, a woman can propose to you. I've been proposed to before.
Really?
Yes.
What did you say?
I'll think about it.
What did you say?
I couldn't say no. But I've been proposed to before now, not once, not twice. That
wow.
I'd like to marry you, sir. Not
okay.
Marry you, yes. It didn't lower the person's estimation in my eyes. I wasn't available. That's what it was. And eventually, that's what I said. I didn't say I don't want. I said I'm not, you know, I'm not qualified.
Oh, okay.
I'm not qualified for that. And so she said, so if you like this man, then tell him. Even if he turns you down, at least you know where you stand and you can move on. It's a new world, though. It's a new world. Where does it say in any of the holy books or anywhere that it is the man that must propose to the woman?
Uncle JD, every girl's dream.
Even if you watch Animal, what's this one that you have? On DSTV, is it Animal?
Not your world. Yes, please.
You will see sometimes it's the lioness that will be making. Yes.
Oh, no way. No way.
Please, I'm feeling a bit hot in this video. This topic is so heavy increasing. let this place be chilling. This topic is hot, so I'm feeling very hot. He's jealous of my mom. This is Khadijat.
Wow.
And Khadija said, my mother fell and broke her leg.
Oh my God.
And has to stay indoors until she gets better. And I currently look after her. She's looking after the mom. The mom,
yes.
At that age, because she's in her late 70s.
Oh.
And this Khadija is 32. The Khadija that I know is 50 plus, so it can't be her. And she says, I have a boyfriend. No, the Khadija that I know doesn't have a boyfriend. She's
yeah.
She says, I have a boyfriend who says I must spend less time with my sick mom. I am an only child, and my boyfriend accepted my commitment to my mom at first, but now he's saying enough is enough, and I must spend more time with him.
Ugh.
He spends time with his children from a previous relationship and goes out with his friends as often as he wants to. I love him, but my love for my mom is infinite. Good girl. I have a good job and live in a flat with my son. Good girl. I know I should tell him to get lost. You should. But he seems to have a hold on me. What is the hold?
Mm.
I think this is a very unreasonable human being.
The guy, right?
Yeah.
I think he's been selfish.
Yeah, that's what I said. That's so completely unreasonable.
It should be able to understand this situation from both angles. She would love to spend time with you if she has that time on her side. But at this point in time, her mom is in need of her.
Yes.
So if it was the other way around, she was a baby and the mom is she was in a situation and the mom is abandoning her to take care of other things, how would it be?
So
she's a good girl. She should just go on and take care of the mom. The guy that loves her will stand by her and by the bed of the sick mother.
So this one doesn't love her. Let her throw him away.
She said
he has a hold on her.
Blackie,
how many times did I call you?
3 times, sir.
What do you think that hold is?
You and I both know
midnight blues. Must be
charging of batteries.
Yes.
Changing of phone pouch. Those kind of holds.
Yes.
And renewing of data, kinda.
Yes.
Sometimes you need to change your car engine oil.
Sending meaningful alerts. Loaded.
Oh no, she says she has a good job.
And that doesn't mean there is there.
She's financially capable of herself.
No woman is. They will always want that extra. I want any woman to challenge me.
Ever my mini boy, mini boy.
Yes. it's always, they always like that little extra from a man. I wonder
why. But
there's
nothing bad in spending your man's money, though.
Okay. Is it bad for a, you better learn. what's your name, sir? Shubo. David. David, you better
David.
Learn.
She eats her mom, baby.
What's your name, Oga? Sydney.
CJ Walker.
CJ, no, that one, it gas us last week, so. I think she should take a walk. Pick that call for me, please. Hello, good morning.
Hello.
Morning.
Good morning, sir.
Morning.
Good morning to the lady in the studio.
Yes.
Just look on the line.
Ah, Jesus.
Anna. Well done, sir. I'm cool, sir. Sir, I like the way you said it. Women should get emboldened. This is 2023. See, if you like, give me a million yellow signal. I'm not going to do anything.
You have
to hit the nail on the head yourself. You see, women can't deal with rejection. So they say they are giving green light, they are giving yellow, green, all those lights. If you cannot come out to say it with your mouth, if you cannot break down your feelings to me in detail, I'm not going to make any move.
In your own case, this is your name, Najesu, you will go into the spirit and discern. Okay, this will end up your day. Let this.
Hello, good morning.
Morning.
Adeshewa from Ikorodu.
Yes.
Yes, I think that Bumi said everything I had to say. There's no point beating around if you just want a guy, just go. I'm also a divorcee. So I know, and all my male friends, they know I'm very bold. If I like you, I'll tell you I like you. I mean, if I want to take it further, I will take it further.
Is this a man or a woman?
I'm your male boyfriend now. I'm your Uncle Jimmy. You forgot my name again. Your male boyfriend now.
Male boyfriend, meaning that is he a man or woman, or is this a woman sounding like a man? Okay.
Adeshewa, your male boyfriend.
I'm not getting it. So, Adeshewa, if you like a man, you will tell him straight off.
Straight off. There's no beating around. I'm a very bold person. If I like you, I'll tell you I like it straight.
Okay. Have you done it before?
Yes, sir. So many times.
So many times you've been telling me.
Yes, I mean, I'm into it too. But if I like you, I go for you straight.
Okay. I was lost. First of all, I thought it was a guy.
No.
She's my middle boyfriend, Adeshewa. What's the time now? 9 whatever it is. 9:18. This is a reflection on this.
9:18. I can't
remember. Okay. Let me go to Taye. Taye says that her failed lavish wedding left me broke.
I hope it's not my mom.
No, your mom now. Your mom.
Her name is Taye too.
But she didn't just get married. You'd have known now.
Okay.
I would have told you, and, you know. About 3 years ago, I used most of my savings to pay for my daughter's marriage. Who sent you?
Father's love.
She's the only girl, though we have two other male children. Shortly after she got married, I lost a lot of money through the recession. Like I'm losing now, all this devaluation thing. I'm peeing in my pants as I speak to you. I'm trying to find my feet financially, though it's not been easy. My wife has a bit of an income, and that helps. You can then imagine how I felt when my daughter announced recently that the marriage was over. I couldn't believe it. Neither could my wife. The marriage will not stay because she spent so much money. People need to. You're not buying a good marriage by spending money.
That's why I tell people.
Anyway, it says that understandably she should leave a marriage she's unhappy with. But I'm really angry and I'm left almost destitute thanks to a wedding that means nothing now. She doesn't know how much I spent on the wedding and how much money I have lost. But sometimes I feel like telling her so she's aware. Thank goodness he has a son to show for the charade. But why let us spend that much money? Mr. Taye and people who think like him, money doesn't make it the man. Money doesn't make it the marriage. First of all, I don't know why people spend so much. Say lavish.
I was going to say that.
Yes, it's one of the dumb things. I got married. There were about 40 people at my wedding.
That's even too much. I'd rather have it.
That's why I argue. Would have too much. My relatives are plenty now. 40. You know, and we had the reception in my father-in-law's nice garden, and we all had lunch.
That's beautiful.
And by 5 o'clock, I was in my house. You know, but then. I'm the crazy one in the family anyway, so. But I always look at when people show off. Because show off, really.
Societal wedding is
People can get married in the reception of Nigeria Info. Nice info, get somebody from the registry or a priest and tie the knot.
Even if
5 minutes,
even
you are done.
If you want to have a white wedding, like the European traditional wedding, yes. Kind of. You still don't have to do too much.
You don't have to do too
your
much.
Your family,
so
I
have no sympathy for him. Spending lavishly doesn't buy you. What buys you a good wedding is a good marriage is for you to guide your child in her choice of man.
Yes.
Okay, and then pray along and hope that everything works out right.
Well, I think this one, as a father, she's the only girl, like he said.
And so what?
Yeah, so you know how fathers are. They just want to
I'm
give
a father
you the
now.
Best. Uncle JD, obviously you want to give your girls the best, which you did, right?
I didn't do anything extraordinary.
No, but you think you didn't, but they think you did. You should ask
No, what
them.
I'm saying is
the
that
money was too much.
Yes. Look,
maybe that was his own way of.
Wait, let me stretch it a bit further.
Okay.
There is something wrong with us mentally. When I go to the social media and I see the clothes that people wear
to weddings,
the kind of food that they eat,
and that clothes they wear it once, those are shredded.
Yes,
you can't wear
yes.
it twice.
And to see
most of them.
And to see the food that you served, they will put small fried rice, they will put jollof rice, they will put chicken, they will put fish, they will put moi moi, they will put this one, the latest one. I went to one. They put corn. They put and here I am. Agbado, please. Leave the agbado. Okay, I'll enjoy it. They put pineapple. 9:22. If you have an opinion, we'd like to hear it. But we need to be sensible in the things that we do. Also, we need to also remember, especially as Africans, that there is a limit to which you should show off. If it becomes too excessive, you can attract all kinds of negative thoughts. Wedding should be sober. The shekiris, no matter how rich you are or how poor you are,
yes.
The engagement must be done in a sitting room. That's what I've been told.
That's
I never married shekiri before, no. That it must be done in the sitting room.
Of the girl's father?
Yes.
Okay.
And that tells you a story already. If they say that it must be done in the sitting room, they've given you limitations, but people always find a way around it. So they'll quickly do the sitting room
and then take the reception
and then go to go and do a reception and still do another reception after the wedding. You know how we used to do weddings way back when I was growing up? The wedding would be like the reception, you serve snacks, sandwiches, whatever, and drinks.
Okay.
And then in the evening, there'll be one party in the groom's house. and another party.
Is that not like the bachelorette party and the
No, this is traditional, okay? They'll be in the groom's house and in the bride's house. And at some point now, the people from the bride go and collect the groom. How can people from the bride go and collect the groom? What am I thinking?
The groom's people go to the bride
to go and collect the bride and bring her back. In some other cultures, the bride's people will just take the straight away, take her to the groom's house. When I come back, I'm going to take a break now. When I come back, I'm going to tell you the story of what happened in Benin.
Tell me during this break.
No, I will tell you. I'll be back after a short break. Don't go away. Yeah, welcome back to Daily Digest. Okay, I'm doing the album. So, to this nice story I want to tell you. So, we were at a wedding in Benin. I was in the groom's place, my good friend Aboka. And so we were sitting down, we were all enjoying. In those days, by around 9 o'clock in Benin. So we were waiting for them to bring the bride. Your mic is off, I think. We're waiting for them to bring the bride.
Oh, okay.
So as we were waiting now, they now came to tell us, there's been an accident to a bridge collapse, and so the bride is on the other side of the, that the bridge collapse coming into the area to pick it up. And my friend goes, "Motherfucker, are we in?" That is not sensible. Blah 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 blah. He was raving and ranting. He was smoking. They told him, "Let cool down."
Ooh.
What it means is, give us money to go and build the bridge. Excuse my nasty language. I just got carried away. He was nice and decent. I remember that wedding like it was yesterday in a nice garden in Benin. You know, it was nice. But what you have today is something else. Such that what you have today would send anybody worrying to ask if people have actually paid attention to the bride and groom, and then the kind of dances that they have. Blackie, now that you are here,
yes, please.
Is it about leaving your cleavage showing? What is it? What message are you sending? Would the woman be sending the cleavage? You can virtually see everything.
Cleavage showing in the wedding dress, or
no? Even in the wedding dress, the cleavage, the thing will be short. Why would you, a wife to be exhibiting all your body for what?
I think sometimes those.
Because they say they rub cream or anything.
No, those dresses, because of the corsets. When you wear a corset,
come on, it's not any corset. That is what they are meant to do. And the people have been turned back in some churches.
Obviously, a father,
I heard strongly, I don't want to mention his name, a father who threatened to walk out if somebody didn't bring something to cover his daughter.
Mm-hmm. So obviously, everybody have our choice of wedding dress.
No, but why do you want to be on a sober... A wedding, a marriage is a very, very sober thing.
And people see it as an avenue of huge celebration, and that's liberty.
You can celebrate what I would call decently. Why would I, as a man, want my wife to be exposed? The thing where I toasted, I spent money.
But
dinner,
the men don't see this dress till the wedding day. I hope you know. The women go for their wedding dress shopping, their dress rehearsal. The men don't see it.
No, but if you know your
so
man,
he doesn't know.
Well, the thing to do is by the way, Shade, or whichever name, Shade, please, I don't want anything exposure on you. Something is a discussion.
You said Shade, I thought you want to get married again, and you're trying to call it to attention.
Is there anything wrong with that?
Not wear such a young.
Is there anything wrong with that?
Of course, I have no objection to
it. Is there anything wrong with that? If you want to propose now in public, let people hear. I challenge you.
But me, Blackie, I'm openly saying that even if I love you, I won't propose to you. I'm sorry. You have to do the needful.
I have to do the needful. Okay, yes. I will do the good old fashioned whatever. Go to Yaba bus stop, buy this in the Garden of Love where birds are singing and light love.
Are you really serious?
Okay, let's get down to business. My daughter's fashion sense is weird. This is Fadekemi. Fadekemi says that my youngest child is just over 20 and is in the university. All of a sudden, she's wearing so much makeup, it makes her look like a tramp.
Ew.
Yes.
Wow.
The one thing I've always respected you for is that you are easily recognizable day or night because you don't use
makeup.
Some people use makeup and you look at them and you're wondering, who is this? What I thought makeup was supposed to do is to enhance
your beauty,
not to create a new person.
Yes.
I have told some people, you know me, my mouth, I have told some people, I've had to tell some ladies that, you know what? You actually do look better
with
your
makeup.
Face. Look at you now. Your face is very smooth.
Thank you.
It will be weird of you. You don't want to hear me use the word stupid for you to say you want to go and use one heavy makeup. When already your skin is clear, at least the one I can see. if you have a clear face, you don't have pimples, and you're good looking, use a light lipstick. The one I hate the most now is these eyelashes. It's been overdone. These eyelashes were originally intended that if you didn't have, you know, nice eyelashes to
just put something, use it to enhance your eyes. And
there was somebody who was playing the musician. Her eyelashes were almost touching the man's face. What is it?
So this, in this context, I feel lots of people, women, I'll go to women only for now, but men can also profit in it. I feel you should invest more on your skin so you can show it off.
You can show it off.
Yeah, if you invest more on your facial skin and your skin in general, it will glow.
And I also believe...
And self-confidence as well.
I was going to say that.
Self-confidence. Yes. Lots of people don't have self-confidence enough not to come out without makeup. It should be a thing of joy to want to show my facial skin.
You know, Blackie, people don't know sometimes that beauty actually comes from inside.
Exactly.
You know, it comes from inside. You look at some women, they are not your everyday pretty. But women who put so much makeup to me look empty.
Well,
I get the feeling, I mean, those who slap so much makeup, especially, you know, then I tend to look at them
well,
and say,
in some cases,
where did
some
this one
women,
have the time?
You know, there are some jobs that requires you waking up as early as possible. Mm. So just to keep that face, the sleepy eye, the bulge eyes,
no, I'm not against makeup.
I get your point.
What I'm very much against
when
is...
When it becomes excessive.
Excessive it becomes. Anyway, let's see what Fadikemi is saying.
Yes, please.
She says that I've tried to talk to her. Oh, she wears a lot of wet lipsticks and her hairstyle has so much coloring and heaven knows what else to it that I feel she might go bald. I've tried to talk to her, but she told me that's the way her friends behave.
Oh, wow.
Then Father came and says, we are a decent Christian family and I don't want her to be out of control. My husband tells me to ignore her as she would change only if she wants to. I've seen people stare at her and make nasty remarks, especially about the skimpy clothes.
All right. A rotten law.
A rotten law. She now, there's something hidden in the last sentence. She says that. Do you know what the last sentence is?
No, please tell me.
Do you know? People are waiting to hear that last sentence at home.
Even me.
What could JD be talking about? Should I leave this last sentence to next week?
No. Please,
you die in anxiety. She says, it is sad to see a decent daughter turn into a rebel. You know what, Father gave me? Ignore her. So she's doing it deliberately.
No, but as a mother, she wouldn't.
What I mean by ignore her is that she's doing it deliberately, you know, to spite the woman.
No, but the mom said something that she said that's her friends. Like, so it's a thing.
Well, she wouldn't tell the mom that this is why I'm doing it.
Yes.
You understand? But if I were the one, ignore her, and whatever happens to her, what else can she do? You can't cane her. What can she do? You've spoken to her, she won't stop.
Yeah, but you won't stop talking. From time to time, you just look for different ways to communicate it to her. Ubami amanso ogbono amanso tutu. All depend.
If you saw her in Bono and you saw her in tutu, but she doesn't change, so what then happens?
You pray. The more you talk to her, the more you pray about it. I'll be honest with you. She's your child. Every children are blessings from God.
Yeah.
So if your child is going out of the way you think he or she is going, you pray and you keep counseling and talking to the child.
Auntie Bumi says that once a girl starts down the road of cosmetic alteration, she may find it hard
to
turn
back.
Yes, it's like a drug. It's like drugs. It's a bit like it. It becomes an addiction. She can't even move from one. Because, see, do you know what would have happened? Some damage would have been done. Either to her face. These things have a repercussion. People don't understand.
But it's
all these heavy cosmetics, nobody can tell me that you don't pay for it somewhat. You do. When it even comes to creams, forget it.
Oh, no.
We know that damage can be collateral.
Especially when it's more of, like, with lots of heavy chemicals.
Yes,
so it wears up your whole first layer.
Please note something. When you rub cream, you're rubbing chemical into your skin, which could end up in your bloodstream and damage your organs.
Yes.
Bring about cancer. So we all have to be very, very careful.
And use good products.
I don't know about good products, because there's so much fake of the good product that it's better to be safe than sorry.
So it's better what
for
I do
the situation that
I buy
in.
From places that I can hold them accountable if something
damage,
is wrong.
You hold them accountable, but the damage would have been done.
Then damage, you have to also do research.
What's the color of your skin? This one is chocolate. You better be careful.
No, but that's how my
you should
skin
be using Ori. That's what I'm saying. You can't afford to damage it. If I were you, I'd be using Ori. You can't go wrong with Ori.
So I have a very dry skin. If I use Ori to just drag my skin.
Oh, you have the kind of skin I have.
So you need to know your skin texture.
If I have a bath here and I don't put Vaseline very quickly, you think I've gone to the cement factory. I come out once.
Likewise. Yeah, so I use moisturizers.
Okay. I use,
Uri.
If I see. You know, luckily with men, a lot of your body is not exposed. Your feet.
How about when you go to the beach?
I don't go to the beach.
Uncle JD.
I'm afraid of water.
Are you serious? Do you swim?
Ari? No. Funny enough, I swam as a young kid, you know.
Yes.
There's one man that used to teach us at Onikon swimming pool.
Okay.
You know, I grew up when Lagos was sane. It was public swimming pool at Onikon or Roe Park. Public swimming pool, you pay a little sum, then they bring out your pants, then they bring out your pants, inspect it, and then you go. But somehow, you know, I feel some funny sensation in my ears.
So you wear your ear protector when you want to swim for people like you?
Maybe I should do that.
Yeah,
I
mean, it's good.
Considering
it's
that I have a swimming pool in my house, I don't use it.
Ah, no, you're wasting it, please.
I'm not wasting it. It's not for me only, it's for the whole estate. So.
But you should profit from it. That's what I'm saying.
What if I
wouldn't
what
drown.
What if I have a clamp in the pool?
So you need to always have like a lifeguard person on around whenever you're swimming.
Oh,
since
I
you're
would
scared
just
of water.
I'll swim in the shallow end by the edges. I love edges.
Oh no. So imagine I'm inviting you for a party that is a pool party and you have to be in the water.
I'll find something else to occupy my time.
And you have to be there.
Ireti says she's blackmailed by my brother-in-law. My husband and I have been going through a bad patch recently and I've been getting comfort in the arms of his brother. Ha!
Ileyoda.
Ile Yoda.
Oti ali lati gbo.
Ha.
Comfort.
Can I repeat that so I can be sure of what I'm reading?
Please read it.
This is by somebody called Ireti. Okay. Ireti said, my husband and I have been going through a bad patch recently and have been getting comfort in the arms of his brother.
Like comfort.
I saw him as a great friend and nothing else.
Okay.
There's a redeeming factor. To my surprise, he tried to get fresh with me a few days ago. Yes, now. Oh, you're crying into his arms.
No, I don't get.
Apparently, it's not what we thought initially.
Okay. So, comfort is what?
So she actually, when she's crying and she goes and he pets her, then she now says that. Then he now tried to get fresh with her a few days ago and he said he was dying to go to bed with me. And if I didn't, he would tell my husband we'd been sleeping together anyway. Nonsense. Call his bluff. What nonsense is that?
But they've never done it before.
No, she just when she's going,
Okay, so I think he wants to take advantage of the situation because they are going through a rough patch.
But why would you be crying into the arms of your brother-in-law? Not once, not twice. You know that the discipline level of people differ.
Yes.
And now the man is saying that if I don't do the real thing, I'm not going to tell my brother. Do you know? I would say she should call his bluff.
And then she should report it to her husband.
But I haven't finished. So he said, this came as a shock to me and I'm in a no-win situation here. I'm terrified my husband would believe this lie if he was told. How do I prove my innocence?
Oh, yeah, that's true. Well, there are many ways to prove your innocence.
No, just go straight and tell him as it is.
I can arrange the situation and film it, record it. Not like down to going to what he wants to do, but like we always have conversations and I would arrange it. I would record it. I'm saying it now. You could do that if you're listening. Record it. Bring up the conversation. Hear what he has to say. And then play the record.
What if he sees the wire?
Boshe Mari. We all have gadgets. We are talking. We're pressing our phone. I can be talking to you and be recording what we're saying. Unknowing to you.
Really?
Yes. And I can also have a phone somewhere.
I am afraid.
Press record. Don't be. As long as you're not guilty.
Everybody can have the... Who is not guilty sometimes?
Don't worry, in, you're
fine. Look, in gossip, in, I mean, that's what I mean.
No, but this one now, she wants to prove her innocence, so this is a good
thing. Well, I honestly believe, first of all, don't do it. Okay?
No, she's not. Don't do the trying to get your record and everything.
No, don't.
Try to prove your innocence.
No, don't do the do. Don't succumb.
No, obviously she won't. I'm sure if she would have, she wouldn't have said it. It's because she doesn't want to do it.
Okay.
This can also serve as her trying to prove her innocence. If the husband is trying to doubt, she'll be like, I tried to cry out. That's why I even said something on Dear Bumi, for example.
But, you know, some men can be whatever. Some men will say, hey, but what, you know, all kinds of things. Anyway, but don't do it. What does Auntie Bumi... Hey, I don't normally like to read...
Auntie Bumi's response.
Final answer: go for his jugular. Yes, go for his jugular before it goes for yours. Just go and report him. Tell him that, look, buy up. Please, I'd like to tell you something.
Oh, so before even reporting, is there somebody that they can report in the family, like Olori Ebi, somebody that...
No. Don't go through that route. Just deal with your husband.
But they are going through a rough patch, like she said, and...
In spite of the rough patch. You see, for me, in things that I do, my conscience comes first. I like to, once my conscience is clear, whatever happens, then that is the will of God. Tell him. Call your husband and tell him that, you know, all this wahala we've been having now.
Your brother has been my comfort.
I would just go to him like, brother, be ready to take all the nonsense that your husband would say.
Exactly.
But tell him.
Wow, it's going to be difficult.
Don't let him beat you to it. I don't think he will, though.
He goes before.
I have a standard rule. Anybody who is blackmailing you, call their bluff. So you need to make up your mind. Either you tell him. You can call him now. We'd like to know what you think. Either you can tell him.
Yes.
Or let him go ahead and tell his brother what you've been doing, if he dares to. How can he tell his brother he's been having something to do with his wife?
Well, that's another angle.
Yes.
He should
call
be ashamed
bluff.
Of it himself. As in, it's not
bluff.
Even something you should be
but
bold
that, if
to
you
say
want
out.
To, if you want to sit it out.
Yes.
If the brother is not in a position where... If your husband is not in a position where...
No, not
can,
my husband.
Who will I point to now? This one cannot have husband now.
Just a woman's husband.
If a woman's husband. Okay, let me point to this woman in the television. That woman's husband...
somebody, a lady just passed. So point...
Yeah, I don't want to go for now.
So
hey, I pick the call, okay? Hello, good morning.
Hello. Good morning, Uncle Jimmy.
Morning, sir.
Yeah, this is EJ calling from Lekki.
Yes.
Regarding the lady that said the brother-in-law is trying to blackmail her. Just like your colleague said, I think she should record the conversation. Then threaten him not to do that. That's the best option.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Susan. But what if she's clumsy with gadgets?
Uncle JD, in the process of proving your innocence,
if she's clumsy with gadgets and he gets to see it?
He will not see it. He will not. You've not seen a cripple running when there's a gunshot.
Kukulakai. We're done. Like my people in Bede will say, we're done. We're done.
In this case, she's a cripple, but there's a gunshot. She will run. Ere, afarara, oma mayoni.
Oma meho. That's what Sherif and I will say, oma meho. Okay. 9:45. Is there any call? Let me take one more call. Hello, good morning. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, morning.
Yeah, Uncle Jimmy, good morning. Hello?
Go on, please, go on.
Yeah. My name is Chinenwa.
Yes.
Could you see this screen we are discussing about? I think I saw one woman, as in, I was supposed to loud it, because this thing has so much side effect, which you don't know. I'm telling you, one woman that passed me yesterday, so you know, the cream have already damaged her skin. All the green pigments, the melanin inside the body has already damaged, and there's no way to get that thing back again.
Yes.
And most things that is happening in marriages, you know, some men, when they see a beautiful woman, they will not even know whether it's artificial or natural. Hello?
Yes, I'm listening.
It has caused so many marriage, as in failures in marriage. Some people are divorced because of those things. When they see you in the morning, you are shining, in the night, you resemble another thing. Before you know it, the problem will start. And some men will not tell you, but they know why they are causing trouble in the marriage. They know. But they will not tell you.
Okay,
so
well,
thank you
very much.
Their normal self.
Thank you very much. All men know, or all men should know, never toast a woman at a party and give a final decision. Be patient. Visit them unexpectedly in the morning.
Okay.
Yes. When they just wake up like this.
So you can see the real.
Can they see the real thing? Ife, children against remarrying. I'm a 60-year-old widower of 6 years with four wonderful children, the last of which is 26. Those are no longer children. Those have become papas and mamas. Excuse me. I've tried so hard to be a good father before and after their mom's death, and they are quite appreciative of my efforts. I hasten to add that we bond so well, even though they all, except one, live abroad. I've not given any thought to remarrying until lately, and that's the genesis of the problem I'm now encountering. Though my children are in favor of me getting married again, they are firstly against any woman of childbearing age, or to put it more succinctly, against me having more children. My other siblings take the same stand, saying at my age, I shouldn't be thinking of pampers and the like. Why not? I met and dated a young woman about a year ago, and we had discussed marriage at one point, even though I haven't met her family. I had hoped my children would go along, but I was wrong. I have asked my children to let's terminate the relationship as nicely as I possibly can, but she will hear nothing of such. I do understand that at her age, she's 38, she is rather in a hurry to settle down. But I'm not and won't sacrifice the very cordial relationship I have with my children, nor risk enmity between her and them. Should we get married without their support, even if subtle? This man doesn't know what he's saying. Good. You have already said that you will not risk your relationship.
Exactly. With
her. So why are you not writing Diabumi to ask her if you... Do you want to put the thing on Diabumi's
sometimes
head?
Sometimes he wants to get confirmation. Don't worry. Don't mind.
So like if he does it and the children are fighting, no, it's not me. I wrote it to Diabumi.
From Diabumi, we are telling you, don't marry. Melema Binu. I know he needs companionship. Do you get? But like what the kids want, don't have another children.
This is my stand on anything at all. I believe you have the right to set your own parameters.
Okay.
Within level of decency and practicality as to how you want to go about it. What is most important is that for everything that we do, you should know that there's a consequence.
Obviously.
Once you can get that, just go ahead and do what you want to do. If you want to marry, as long as it's of age, it's up to you.
But having because kids, you see, at 60.
What is wrong with having kids at 60? Some of our parents had kids at 70, 80. It depends on what you want. And it depends on what some people go out of their way at 60 to start having children.
He already has children.
No. Every man has his own.
Well.
Supposing at my age I want to have children again. I want to have a pension child. Scratch my back and because one thing I can tell you is that it's a lonely life when your adult children have gone.
So that's the thing I was going to say, because I think you're like the fourth elderly man that is saying this thing. For example, I don't know if you mean it. Like, I've come across elderly men that says they want to have like a child.
Yes.
Somebody, a baby.
Yes.
A baby is not a pet. Get a pet.
No, how can you, excuse me, how can you say you should get a pet?
Something to keep you busy.
If I say I want a child, they are telling me to go and buy a dog. Eh?
I don't think you need a child. That's what I
you
would say.
You can't tell me what I need.
You know, the older you grow, the more babies you start thinking.
You can't tell anybody what they need.
I just advise it.
No. You could even decide that. You could even. So are you saying I can't adopt a child if I see if something happens to a baby?
That's wait, a one different second. Case.
It's no different. Because once I adopt, you need to get that Nigerian thing out of your head that every child you own must be yours biologically.
Oh, okay.
It's a fact of life. What is most important is as long as you have factored it out,
yes,
you have worked it out,
okay,
and you have made the necessary provisions or whatever.
What if the lady does not want an adopted child? What if things don't go as you planned?
No. I'm not saying tell the lady. You're mixing it up.
Saying,
I'm just saying that.
In your own case.
I'm not, why should you talk about my own case? Is the program, am I killing me? Am I fair or whatever? No. What? See, life is about choices.
Yeah, sure.
We must understand that. Life is about choices. And guess what? Some things become more successful than others. People have realized that if at 60, for example, by the time you're 80, that child is 20. That might be the child that would actually look after you till you go back to your maker.
So
you must be...
You're investing that child for your old age.
No. Don't bring it down to academics or debate. I'm just saying, if a person wants a child, he wants. If he doesn't want, he doesn't want. The people who have said from day one, they're fatal, they're everything, they say, I don't want children. It's not an academic exercise. It's a choice. It is a choice. I don't like when we bring things like this and turn it into a debate. Yes, because what I am saying is, don't get me wrong, Rocky. What I am saying is that it depends on the individual. 9:52, we'll have to leave. It depends on the individual.
Yes.
You know? I got to go. I have just about 2 minutes
but
more.
But in this case, I don't think they should get married. It's clear. It's.
I think if he wants, he should just go ahead.
That means he's risking his relationship with his children.
They will fall in line later.
Okay, so he's doing it. So the whole idea is do you and the world will adjust, isn't it?
What is it? What's the problem? Oh, okay, you know, because it's 9:53.
Yes.
And I have to go. I usually like to give enough time for the What's Up Lagos people to come. You'll be here again. Your brother is what? Let people what? Hear. Don't whisper to me. Mark Obami. Say it on air.
Okay.
Quickly. I don't have time.
Birthday is next week, Friday.
Oh, okay, we'll take note of that.
All right.
So I got to go. I got to go. I have Mr. Debola tomorrow. We are going to talk about the environment. By the way, I must give a bit of kudos, but we are still watching. The Commissioner for Environment in Lagos seems to have hit the ground running. As last time I heard, they have cleared some areas on the Badagry Expressway. And he has given me his 100% assurance, that's Mr. Wahab, his 100% assurance that he's going to take care of that Ijora naughty area that I've been talking about all through. But I'll be talking about the environment tomorrow with Mr. Adebola. And he's the president of the environment, whatever it is, I'll tell you tomorrow. But I've had enough. On my program. So Blackie, thank you very much for
thank
coming.
Thank you too for having me, Uncle Jim.
David, thank you very much.
David killed Goliath.
This one of him killed Goliath. Now Goliath go kill him.
Yeah.
What place is What's Up Lagos? And so get ready for some hilarious, is it 1.5 hours or 2 hours that they spend there?
I have no idea.
But I'll see you tomorrow, God willing. Bye.
Bye, guys.